Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, your internet escape from the craziness in the world. I'm Alyssa, your resident head addict, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host to the north, Super Safi.
Hello, everyone. Greetings from... Well, actually, I'm actually south of you right now, but...
How are you?
Actually, no, am I south of you? No, I'm in New Hampshire, so I'm still north of you.
You're north of me. Yeah, you're further north than you were when you were in Rochester. So, Safi has escaped upstate New York.
Well, Homer kicked me out.
So the Addicts crew is back once again to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles. And as always, before we get into this week's show, it's time for your weekly reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So hit that red button so you don't miss any of the Addicts. And as always, for those not watching this directly on YouTube, I will put a link to the subscribe button in the show notes below. And you'll want to make sure that you subscribe, because if and when we get an info packet from EA, by being subscribed, you'll get a notification if we do a video about the next event. Spoilers. So let's get on with the show. We've been a little busy with events the last few weeks on Addicts Live that we've kind of been neglecting the best show ever. So now it's time to do a mega episode about all the episodes. We're going to talk about all the episodes of The Simpsons that have aired since Diary Queen. Again, Diary Queen, not Dairy Queen. So this list includes Wad Goals, Yokel Hero, Do Pizza Bots Dream About Electric Guitars? It's a hell of a name. Manger Things and last week's episode, Uncut Femmes. So we've got a lot to talk about, so let's jump in. We'll start with Wad Goals, and I will kick things off by reading the synopsis for that episode. So Wad Goals aired several weeks ago. What was it? Back in February, it feels like. Bart becomes a successful caddy, but Marge worries it is ruining his character. That's it. That's the synopsis. That's the quote. So, Seth, thoughts on this episode?
I mean, compared to the previous two, it was a pretty big disappointment. I mean, in all fairness, those two episodes really set the bar high. Those were, I mean, as good as some of the episodes in season 3 to 10. So, I mean, it's not really a fair comparison to compare it to those two. But compared to some of the episodes we've had in post-season 20, it was an all right episode. It had a little bit of a different take on the Bart-Marge dynamic and Marge's stance on Bart getting a job at the country club. So it was an interesting episode, but it did reveal a little bit about Marge and Bart and their special relationship. What'd you think about the episode?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's funny. It's like it starts off because Bart thinks that the best money comes from a wad. So you get a big ball of money in your pocket, and that's where that title Wad Goals comes from. It was a bit of a letdown compared to, first of all, Diary Queen. I really feel like should have been either the season premiere or the season finale, just because it was so good that it needed to be there. And then you could be like, justify, like, the next episode's not going to be as good. Or if it's the season finale, you're not going to have that issue because the next episode won't air for several months.
I mean, they did intend for it to be a Valentine's Day episode, and it did air on Valentine's Day in Canada, but unfortunately for everyone in the U.S., it aired a week later. But I definitely could see it being a great season finale, but
So after that, this was a bit of a letdown. It was kind of like, we've been bragging how good the show has been, telling everybody to watch. And I was like, oh, I hope you didn't watch that episode, because you would think Safi and I have lost our minds. But in the scheme of things, it wasn't a bad episode. It did touch on Bart and Marge's relationship a lot. And it was nice because you kind of got this feel of why Marge feels like after 32 seasons, Bart is her special little guy, and Matt Selman had tweeted about this back in early March, and it said, his tweets say, in last night's Simpsons, the viewers thought Marge was in the wrong for opposing Bart's caddy job. After all, he was working hard, making money, acting professionally. What was her problem? What I liked about Marge's Simpsons story was that on some level she knew she was wrong to oppose Bart, making money by kissing butt, but she couldn't articulate why it bothered her so much. So she transferred her She transferred her to opposition for the entire sport of golf. By the end of the Simpsons episode, Marge figures out what was really bothering her, that she admired Bart for being a kind person, being the kind of person who never was seeking anyone else's approval. She was worried he would lose a vital part of who he is if he continued a career in sucking up. As Homer points out, and he's right, Marge is quite wrong to pressure Bart to quit caddying. And I don't think we'd ever said on The Simpsons before that Marge actually admires Bart for who he essentially is. And it felt like a good storytelling to explore that. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I mean, it feels first like this all, season. Go ahead.
I love that Matt Selman gets involved with the fans, brings out this like behind the scenes look of what the writers are thinking, what the producers are thinking, and with the story direction. I love that about him. He really does engage the fans and does bring another new energy to the show. So that was great of him, and he's absolutely right. I mean, some people may not have been happy with the whole concept, but at the same time, like, there's reason behind it. So I really did like his tweets.
And it really feels like this season, as we've talked about, they're really exploring plot lines, storylines, even characters that they haven't really touched on before. So it's really nice to see this level of Bart and Marge's relationship kind of explored. I really like that. The only other thing I want to end this with something kind of funny on WOD goals. Did you see the Ten Commandments of Golf?
Yeah.
Thought these were hilarious. I'm going to put them up on the screen. But the first one is, I am the Lord, thy golf. Second one is, remember Master Sunday and keep it sacred. Third one is, honor thy wife, sure, but keep her away from the club. Four is, share often the story of thine most holy, thine almost hole in one. Wow, that's hard to say if you. Five is, thy preferred hat shall be a visor for some reason. Six is, thou shalt covet thy neighbor's new putter. Seven is, try the clubhouse BLT. It's out of this world. Eight is, thou shalt not improve thy lie if anyone's looking. Nine is, a bad day on the links beats a good day at work, buddy. And 10 is, thou shalt not act too comfortable in the steam room. So I thought those were funny. But let's jump to Yokel Hero, which is the next episode that aired after WOD Goals. And the synopsis for that is, Cletus becomes a singing sensation while Homer becomes a new man. Then Cletus turns on his fans, ruining everything. Saf, thoughts about Yokel Hero?
It was similar to the previous episode. I mean, it had a few funny bits in typical Simpsons fashion. I mean, I forgot to mention, like, Homer patting his wad in the last episode. I mean, that was great. Here too, I mean, there's several funny moments, like Homer being too drunk, so Mo orders him an Uber, and it's Barney who's the Uber driver. Yeah. Then you got Cletus, he's like, oh, I went to MIT, the Mississippi Institute of Trailer Trash. So it had its typical funny moments. The story, I like how they poke fun of itself. Like, Homer's been a manager before, and he kind of said, yeah, but what did that end up with? Like, 12 platinum records and so forth. So, yeah, it was good, but, I mean, it felt a little bit like a retread. How about you? What did you think of it?
Yeah, it was definitely a callback to Lurleen, which was fun, though. I mean, that's a fun episode, but totally a callback to that. And Cletus has had, like, his own managerial experience. I mean, that's where Pimp Cletus comes from. Yeah. So it was an okay episode. It wasn't great. I feel like they've actually done this type of storyline before. Yeah. It was nice to see the softer side of Cletus, but I do feel like this was kind of like a storyline they've already done before and explored before. It was funny, but it wasn't like a standout. I mean, in the scheme of things, I think this probably was the worst one out of all these we're reviewing tonight.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice to hear some more Cletus baby names. I mean, every time you get names, they're all hilarious, but yeah.
All right, let's jump to the next episode. Do pizza bots dream about electric guitars? The synopsis on this, which that's a heck of a title for an episode, by the way. Synopsis on this. Homer tries to reunite a mechanical band from his youth, but film and TV creator J.J. Abrams gets a hold of them first. That's it. That's the synopsis. Thoughts, Seth?
I like this episode. I mean, first of all, I mean, it's the beauty of Simpsons, the characters never age. I mean, Homer's youth has been in so many decades. Here we get to see Homer's youth being a 90s hip hop kid. So that was really cool. I love the Ice Ice Baby throwback. I mean, I got a personal connection with that. I mean, I got my nephew hooked on that song since he was like 2 years old. Now at like almost five, he knows all the lyrics to Ice Baby. So it was funny watching Homer's dreams of being like a hip hop legend, and how they brought J.J. Abrams into the story was pretty funny too. So overall, it was an okay episode. I mean, it wasn't great like by any stretch of the imagination, but when we're looking at these five episodes in particular that we haven't discussed since the last time we did an episode recap, it was a pretty good episode amongst those five.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I enjoyed this one. It was a little weird. But I really liked getting a little backstory on Gil. Guys, in the 90s, Gil was a drug trafficker. Crazy.
Yeah, I forgot to even mention that. Yeah.
That's, maybe that's why Gil's always so down on his luck. And I love that they kind of followed up to get all the robots back together and where they found them. Like Frink had one and Mel. The one that Mel had that he was trying to hide, that was hilarious. It was a great little episode. I really enjoyed it. Homer being a teenager in the 90s is hilarious. And that's another thing Matt Selman kind of explained in his tweets about continuity and canon in the show. And he says, The Simpsons is a 32-year-old series where characters do not age. So the canon must be elastic, contradictory, and silly. This does not mean other beloved classic flashback shows didn't happen. None of this happened. It's all made up. Every episode is its own Groundhog Day, and that makes sense for that story, if that. So, it's true. I mean, you can't... Yeah. There's basically what he's saying is there's no canon because the show's so old and the characters don't age that you can't, you know... You can't base what's happening in one on what happened in another one.
And one more thing I liked in this episode, I mean, last week you were discussing about possible future events and you were like, you just don't want another act of Superhero 17 or whatever. But at the end of the episode, they introduced us to the Troll Force 5. I was like, dude, this is perfect for like a Superhero 4 or whatever. But yeah.
Superheroes 34. but yeah, no, and the troll protest zones were hilarious in this. You know, you've got your people that will protest no matter what movie it is, no matter what, because what they did, I mean, some folks haven't seen this episode, especially those in the UK. You still haven't seen it because it hasn't aired, because I'm not even going to try to go into the rights for shows. J.J. Abrams is so infatuated by the robots and the story of Homer with the robots that he makes a movie about an animated movie. And you've got your comic book guy and his other pals that are the designated trolls to protest. And the other thing I really enjoyed with this is Homer turning into comic book guy. You know, Homer becoming his own online troll and, you know, gaining the weight, getting the facial hair, having his shirt not cover his belly.
Yeah, the color of the clothes matched CBG. So, yeah.
It was great. It was a fun little episode. I really enjoyed this. And like I said, the backstory on Gil was probably my favorite part, because I feel like Gil is an underappreciated character in the show and in the game. I really think we need to have some Gil storylines going on. But yeah, so that is Do Pizza Bots Dream About Electric Guitars? Next up, the 700th episode. Can you believe that? 700 episodes. And that's a lot of episodes, guys.
It's impressive.
Insane. Manger Things. So the synopsis for this, we learn a secret of Flanders' past and discover a never-before-seen room. Nice, vague description. Saf, thoughts on this one?
700th episode. I mean, it didn't have the luster that you would expect with, like, such a celebratory episode as like number 700. Again, those two episodes we talked about, the comic book guy's backstory episode and the end episode, I felt were slightly more iconic in terms of being a 700th. But overall, I did like this episode. I did like the bringing Maud back and like getting the whole little backstory here. Get to see Homer interacting with Marge, Ned and Maud before Todd is born.
Before Maud's unfortunate demise.
Yeah, before Marge's demise. And before Todd is born, we learn of Todd's middle name. I mean, I remember the episode of Homer's middle name and how cool it was to learn what Homer's middle name is. And now I know Todd's middle name, which is great as well. So if you haven't seen the episode, I do recommend watching this episode to learn Todd's middle name.
Can't tell people what it is?
All right, go ahead. I guess
is Maggie's middle name, so... we'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, but when we come to the episode, I mean, a lot of it was very Christmas-centric as well. I kind of felt that the episode was a little out of place in terms of that as well. Seasonally, I felt it would have been better around being like a mid-season finale. I didn't see it as a 700th episode or as a mid to late March episode. Other than that, I did think it was a good episode. I just wasn't a huge fan of the timing of the episode.
So I love this episode. And full disclosure, Manger Things and Uncut Fems are the two I most recently watched, so they're freshest in my mind. The other ones I watched a few weeks ago. So these, you know, but Manger Things, I absolutely love this episode, and I love Christmas. You guys all know this, so yeah. That's why I loved it. I absolutely love the fact that the 700th episode was a Christmas episode, because the first episode was a Christmas episode. That's and I true. Know seasonally it's not appropriate, but hey, we just talked about continuity and canon and all kinds of food. it never makes any sense. So like Matt Salmon said, every episode is his own Groundhog's Day. So... it was fine for me. And there really wasn't a true Christmas episode this year. They had the Hallmark movie spoof episode, but there wasn't a true Christmas episode. So I love this. There were some really funny callbacks in this episode that I'm sure there was a ton I missed as well. But a couple of them, the water catching on fire. I mean, who remembers that? You know, they turn this kitchen water on and it catches on fire. And that happened in episode with the Burns drilling. The Yes Guy was in this episode. And then, like I said, the Christmas, throwback to the first episode, which was great. I will say the couch gag on this was weird. just putting that out there. This was a weird couch gag. But the best part about this was they go to tell a story. So they find an ornament on the tree. And it's Todd's first Christmas. And Bart and Lisa are like, why do we have Todd Flanders' first Christmas ornament on our tree? And they go to tell this story about why they have that ornament. And Marge says, 6 years in the past. And Lisa goes, what year was that? And Marge goes, you know, the year the Oscar went to an overrated movie that no one remembers. Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. And a public figure had to apologize for saying something stupid.
Oh, yeah. That year.
That was really good. Also, I giggled because Homer had hair 6 years ago, and I'm like laughing. So I'm like, Homer didn't have hair 6 years ago. A couple other great things. The names of Burns' hounds. Yeah, do you remember what they were?
They were like a spoof of reindeers, but like with a more vicious hell term.
So he says, release the hounds, and he goes, on Slasher, on Gasher, on Mangy and Nipson, Stalker, Vicious, Rabbit, and Ripson. So I thought that was funny. We find out at the end of the story, and I'm not going to reveal the whole thing because it is still a newer episode, so guys, you got to watch it. It's a really good episode. I really enjoyed it. The secret room is above the Simpsons garage, so we find that out, and... it's not really a secret room. I mean, it's an attic. But Mo likes to hide out in there. And he also had an Irish family living there for a while.
That was fun.
So we find out at the end that Todd Flanders' middle name is... Go ahead, Seth.
Homer.
And Maggie Simpson's middle name is...
I'll let you do that one. I'm probably Lenny. Like, no, I'm so... Lenny. Oh, yes, yes.
which Maggie was like, huh? So it was fun.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
It was a fun episode. I enjoyed it. I love Christmas. I love a good Christmas episode. I will watch a Christmas episode any time of the year. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. I can see why some people might be off put by that, though, like Saf.
I wasn't off put by it. Again, it was a good episode. I just, yeah, would have preferred it around Christmas time. I would have preferred this as the Christmas episode. And then have Comic Guys episode as the 700th episode. If I were to do the production of the season, those were the only two flips that I would do.
But I got the callback. I got the throwback to the first episode. The first episode, yeah. You know, Christmas, no, 700 episodes. 699 episodes later, let's make another Christmas episode.
No, that point makes sense. And I didn't think about that. And when you do bring that up, that is everything kind of come full circle. The couch gag was definitely different, but it was made by Bill Plimpton, Academy Award nominated animator. So it was very typical of his style. So very
so weird. So weird. All right, Say that again.
The Academy will love it. They love artsy stuff like that.
Yeah, movie nobody saw. So. The final episode we'll talk about, which aired this past Sunday, is Uncut Femmes. And the synopsis on this is, we learn that Chief Wiggum's wife is more than she seems. Meanwhile, Marge takes part in a jewel heist. I think it's kind of funny that they say meanwhile, meaning like Marge does something different when she totally does it with Sarah Wiggum. So it's, but anyway, thoughts, Seth?
I really like this. I mean, I love the female-centric episodes, especially when it's like the lesser known ones. This one was great. I mean, it was full of all that female star power with Sarah, of course, being the femme fatale, but Lindsay Nagel kind of coming in, Marge having a big role. The whole main storyline there was great. I mean, the backstory with Homer and Chief Wiggum and a little bit of Carl was all right as well. But I mean, I love this main storyline. It was very reminiscent of like Ocean's 8. it was really a great heist take on like the classic heist movie. How would you think of it?
I really enjoyed this one. Like I would say this is probably my favorite out of all of these. And then Manger Things would be after that. But I really like, ever since I wrote a post for the site, I think it was back in 2014 for the Real Housewives of Springfield section about Sarah Wiggum, I have like really appreciated Sarah Wiggum and really was rooting for her as a character. She was so underdeveloped in the show. She like looked like she was like a robot. And I really love that they took Sarah Wiggum and expanded on her storyline. And it seems like, again, that's a theme that they've been doing this season where they're taking like these peripheral characters and really expanding on them. So I really, really enjoyed this. I loved seeing her come alive, although her storyline was a little odd. But I will say the continuity, canon, and everything comes into play here too, because she says that she was a thief when she met Clancy, and that's she met him because she was trying to distract him and fell in love with him. But in another episode, Clancy said he planted crystal meth to meet her. So there's some canon continuity issues there. And I also love that Lindsay Nagel gets a deep dive in this too. We find out that she's really evil and was at one time a redhead. So
I like the call back to Orange is the New Black there with the name Red. So, yeah, that was nice, too.
It was a fun episode. Like, Marge really kind of got her, some gumption in this episode. You know, she pulls off a jewel heist. It's crazy. It's great. I mean, go ahead.
I would also rank this as my favorite of the five. I mean, if I had to, I'd say this is number one. Pizza Bots was number two, Manger Things three, and then I would put like Yokel Hero and Wad Goals as like four and five, probably in that order.
Four A and B.
Five A and B, or maybe six A and B. These three were definitely really good episodes that I really enjoyed. And there, I can't think of anything I didn't like about this. Did you notice the new voices in this episode?
Yeah. So Matt Salmon actually commented about how Sarah got a new voice in this episode. And he said, we gave Sarah a new voice because we wanted to show that there was a hidden side to a character, someone who'd been overlooked and who had a mysterious reason for blending into the background. And it's true because the beginning, you know, you see Sarah Wiggum and she just is like a mindless robot. And then you find out that she's really got like this wild side to her. She pulls out a bottle of pocket alcohol that she swiped from the captain of the boat. And her and Marge is great. It's a great episode. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend watching this episode. But yeah, I agree with Saf. Watch Uncut Femmes, Manger Things, and Pizza Bots. And if you skip Wad Goals and Yokel Hero, you're not missing much. Yeah. So real quick, let's jump to some community comments about the episodes. We had a few comments come in. Let's see. So Essence 1919 says Wad Goals was funny from the beginning to the end. It had a good good transitions and tied up very nicely in the end. I like that it started and ended with Ralph. I like Ralph's imaginary parade and especially the marching bears. That was a good aspect. With Yokel Hero, I didn't laugh as much, but I liked that they added the credits in the middle of the show. I want Elon for our TSTO games. For Pizza Bots, I thought it was a nice story. Plus, I really want the animatronic robots. I concur. Mm-hmm. Manger Things, I didn't like how Maude was portrayed. She was really mean and annoying. She got on my nerves. I mean, I think that's how Maude's supposed to be. Yeah.
That's more of a Helen Lovejoy trait, more so than her. But yeah, I felt... Yeah, she was a little bit more so than usual.
All right, CJ Brown LV says, Wad Goals. If that small, dedicated EA staff wanted to offer land expansion and real content, this episode would be perfect for a mini event. I laughed at the end where Golf Religion gets in trouble as a sex cult. Yokel Hero, while it was nice to see Cletus get an episode for himself, the real star was a special guest, Albert Brooks, voicing the slick manager. Mm-hmm. Plot petered out two-thirds of the way for me. I lost interest in the third act. Do Pizza Bots dream about electric guitars? Another episode that's perfect for content in a mini event. I don't expect EA to give us J.J. Abrams and Bad Robots head of security as characters, just the Razzle Dazzle Pizza, Tenement Palace with Gil Gunderson, minus the booger sugar. Yeah, and that was funny in that episode, too. Manger Things, sorry, not sorry, but I fell asleep during this episode. Even the couch gag was meh for me. It's a weird couch gag. Uncut Femmes. Wow, what a fun episode. Sarah Wiggum is now voiced by Megan Mullally, replacing Pamela Hayden as aka the voice of Milhouse. New characters, Captain Bowditch, Aaron, Betty. Doubt EA will get Bob Seger. And the building where the jewel heist takes place. Yeah, there's enough content for at least two acts.
Yeah. Was quite a bit. I felt, the last three episodes had a lot of kind of, well, Pizza Bots in particular, Pizza Bots and Uncut Femmes in particular had a lot of content that could be drawn into the game.
Justin M. Watt 151 says about Uncut Femmes, this was a meh episode for me, some funny bits, but nothing special. It was interesting to see some backstory on Sarah Wiggum, and the guest voices weren't bad, but other than that, it was an average episode. About Manger Things, I thought this episode was decent with some funny bits, but I think they've run the plot device of Homer being in the doghouse with Marge into the ground. My favorite part was the reindeer names Burns gave the hounds. Yes, those were great.
Yeah.
About Pizza Bots, thought it was a decent episode with a lot of potential for in-game content. We really need the mechanical band and Troll Force 5.
Mm-hmm.
About Yokel Hero, I would have thought Cletus learned the in and outs of the business back when he managed his kids in a musical superstardom. Perhaps the moonshine erased his memory. And about Wad Goals, it's just an average episode in my opinion, with a few funny bits. The thing that stood out for me was the new voice actor for Dr. Hibbert, which sounded quite different. I actually forgot to mention that. Dr. Hibbert has a new voice, which was on display in Wad Goals. And finally, Colin Dawson on Pizza Bots said, the previous episode, Yokel Heroes, was not bad, but the latest episode, Pizza Bots, was one I found to be somewhat boring and pointless. So it's interesting to see the range of
comments that you have. Yeah, some people love your manger things, some didn't. Some love Pizza Bots, some didn't. So, it's interesting. interesting. I guess everyone's got their own beauties in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly, exactly. The important thing is you and I are pretty much on the same page. So that's yeah. That's what matters, right? All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it for me. I mean, guys, there's no new episode tomorrow night, but fear not, The Simpsons will be back next Sunday night with an all-new episode, and I'll have an episode reminder out later this week.
That's because tomorrow is Easter. So make sure you put out your carrots for the Easter Bunny, get your jelly beans, find your eggs. Otherwise, you might have some smelly situation in a few months. But we are going to head out after this mega episode, and that'll do it from us. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And thanks for being a part of the Addicts community. Bye-bye.
Bye.